Why are all the stock exchanges merging all of a sudden?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media. I'm Jeremy Hobson in New York, which is currently home base for the New York Stock Exchange, but maybe not for long. Investors are digesting news this morning that the Frankfurt trading floor could buy the NYSE and base the new company in Europe. This comes just a day after the London Stock Exchange announced a merger with the owner of the Toronto Stock Exchange. For more on what it all means, let's bring in Marketplace's David Gura. Good morning, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
So why are we seeing so many of these stock exchange mergers right now?
Well, many of the older exchanges, including the New York Stock Exchange, are still iconic. But they're worried about losing relevance, and they're afraid they could lose business, as better technology means trading can happen and does happen off the trading floor online, as odds are there's a market open somewhere every hour of the day. Right. I talked to David Buick a few minutes ago. He's a trader with BGC in London.
This is the way forward, and if you're going to take on all the BRIC countries, the Far East, and have a truly global stock exchange, you have to be very cost-conscious and very commission-conscious.
It's all about international competition. If this deal goes through, it'd be the biggest market in the world.
David, if we're going to go global then with all these stock exchanges, what's going to happen to long-standing financial capitals like the one I'm in right now, New York?
Well, David Buick told me New York isn't going to lose its supremacy, at least not yet. He says all we need to do is look at the recent history of the London Exchange, which he says rebuffed offers to merge and rejected a chance to become a more important trading floor around the world. And he thinks London's probably worse off for it.
All right. Well, David, I'm sure this is all very interesting for big-time investors. But who is this going to affect now that so many people are trading online anyway?
Well, obviously, one centralized exchange will be better for the big banks. But David Buick said for the rest of us, retail investors, as he put it, we're probably going to get better access and we'll probably pay fewer fees if the deal goes through and gets approval from European and American governments.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, you may have noticed we are currently in the middle of corporate earnings season. It happens every quarter. Public companies tell us how they did last quarter and how they expect to do in the coming year. Well, today we'll hear from Pepsi, Philip Morris, and Expedia. Yesterday, Cisco told us that cash-strapped governments are ordering less network equipment, so the company's profit is down 18%. Well, to make sense of all the numbers that are coming in, let's bring in Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So we're getting earnings from everyone, from McDonald's to Northrop Grumman. What companies should we be paying attention to get a good idea of how the economy's doing?
I would pay attention to UPS, the brown trucks. It's a bellwether. Packages delivered everywhere. Fourth quarter earnings up 48%. I mean, this is a stunning number. And then if you look at the holiday season, and this is why I really love earnings reports, they delivered 440 million packages. And what this signaled is the online retailing world has truly taken off. It gives us an indication of what our economy is doing and where it's going.
All right. So shipping, that's an important one. What else are you looking at?
Well, we know that we shored up the banking system, right? Because of the big banks collapse, we'd have a lot of economic trouble. Well, Wells Fargo is doing much better. And if you look at their earnings report, here's the thing that I liked. Wells Fargo was doing, you know, pretty well across the board in its loans, but it's highlighting that it believes the real opportunity is in commercial loans. And that's what we really want to see, some business borrowing.
All right. So shipping, finance, two important sectors of the economy. You seem pretty optimistic about both. How about a third for good luck?
This is, I guess, the optimistic couple of minutes here. We're going to Emerson Electric. You know, the manufacturing sector is doing well. And I listened to the webcast after their earnings, and they're saying that the wind is to our back. But here's the other thing. They emphasized inflation. They are seeing big increases in material prices, and they're really worried about inflation going forward.
And that's something that a lot of companies are worried about, whether it be food companies or energy companies. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down around the world right now. Hong Kong almost 2% lower. Entertainment software maker Activision Blizzard says it's done making the once popular video game Guitar Hero. Analysts say it may have been the game everyone had to have, but they only had to buy that plastic guitar once. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow edged up 6 points to close at 12,239.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
New legislation in Washington state has electric vehicle enthusiasts all charged up, but not in a good way. The bill would tax EV drivers for the gasoline they don't use. From the Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Gasoline taxes pay for road maintenance and repair, but cash-poor states are beginning to worry about dwindling road funds as more drivers go electric. Today, a Washington State Senate committee considers a bill that would make EV drivers pay $100 a year. That would make up for the gas taxes they won't pay. Stephen Lowe is with the Seattle Electric Vehicle Association. He says any special fee on electric cars is just one more roadblock to their adoption.
Some people are paying from $1,000 to $2,000 to have their garage wired up for these higher power charging infrastructures. Another $100 is just, some people are going to say, forget it.
Lowe's group may push instead for an electric car tax that's based on miles driven every year instead of a flat fee. That would probably end up costing EV drivers less. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, a message to the nation's school children. Be careful what you wish for. In Haywood County, North Carolina, students probably went to bed on a stormy Monday night wishing for a snow day on Tuesday. Well, they got it. And now, in order to avoid having to make up the missed day this summer, the Haywood County School District says class will be in session this Saturday. Pretty cruel to me, but I think I just made tiger moms everywhere jump for joy. If you're one of them, or if not, go to our website, marketplace.org, and let us know what you think of anything you hear on the Marketplace Morning Report. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There are two economies in Egypt, one for the regular folks, one for the dictatorship.
Being in control of key political portfolios does give you a tremendous advantage when it comes to setting up business deals.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the law of corruption, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.